In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories.
Good people, gather round. I have something exciting to share. Welcome to the future.
Ha! Little does this guy know, you and me are from the future.
Shh! Quiet! Don't let anyone hear you.
Relax, Maul. Everyone's too busy listening to this salesman talk about the future.
Century 21, are you ready to travel to school in your very own gyrocopter or air car? How about the library of the future? All the knowledge of every encyclopedia stored in its entirety inside this UNIVAC computing system. It only takes up one whole room in your house.
My computer only takes up one whole pocket.
One day soon, we'll land on the moon. And by 2020, people will be living there. Hey, kids, wouldn't you like to go to space?
Actually, we just visited the International Space Station.
Max!
Relax. They think it's a joke.
International Space Station? What wonderful imaginations you kids have today. But we're not talking about today. Century 21 Exposition is all about the future. Today, we're at the 1962 World's Fair in Seattle. But where will we be in 100 years? Will the 2062 World's Fair be on Mars, perhaps?
I hate to burst your bubble, but that's pretty unlikely. Mars's atmosphere is 95% carbon dioxide, 3% nitrogen, and 1.6% argon, with traces of other gases and a whole lot of dust. And temperatures can drop as low as negative 225 degrees Fahrenheit. I know, not fun.
You sure you want to be saying all this?
Excuse me, could you two kids come with me for just a sec?
Great. Now you did it.
Should we make a run for it?
I think that'll make it worse. Let's see what this guy has to say.
I have just one thing to ask you.
Yes?
Are you Max and Molly?
What? How did you...
Aunt Murgatroyd said you'd be thoroughly unimpressed by my vision of the future. Precocious. You know, ahead of your time, but also kind of sassy and dressed like fishermen.
We're not dressed like fishermen.
Jeans, t-shirts, zipper jackets, boots. You're just missing some rods.
In the future, this is called casual.
So wait, my aunt told you we were coming?
Indeed. She asked me to give you two tickets to the Threshold and the Threat, also known as the World of Tomorrow. It's a 21-minute tour of the future.
World of Tomorrow sounds a lot more appealing than the Threshold and the Threat. Anyway, which way is it to the ride?
Just through the Science Pavilion, past the Space Aquarium.
Got it. Thanks.
Bye.
Good luck. Hope you catch some clues, along with some fish.
We're not fishermen.
Chill, Maul. Look around. Everyone's dressed in suits and fancy dresses and hats and wingtips. We do kind of stand out.
I guess.
Look! The Threshold and the Threat.
What does that even mean?
I'm not sure, but this is 1962. We're in the middle of the space race, trying to beat the Soviets to put an astronaut on the moon. Look, they even have an exhibit about it.
I therefore ask the Congress, above and beyond the increases I have earlier requested for space activities, to provide the funds which are needed to meet the following national goals. First, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
You tell him, JFK! Besides wanting to accomplish this scientific goal, America was strongly motivated to beat the Soviets, or Russians as we know them now, because we disagree with their communist politics and as a point of national pride.
But we did beat the Soviets to the moon when NASA's Apollo 11 landed there in 1969.
Of course. You know that, and I know that, but nobody here in 1962 knows that. This exposition is all about what people imagined the 2000s to be like. It's part science fiction, and all inspiration.
So why are we here? Do you think the troublemaking trolls are trying to mess up the future? What if they're trying to change the outcome of the space race?
That sounds pretty troll-like, but before we jump to conclusions, let's see what clues Aunt Murgatroyd left for us.
Step aboard the Bubblator. Enjoy music from another world.
Wow, check out all the stars flying by. There's so many colors and shapes. It's like traveling through a kaleidoscope.
Reminds me of a ride at Disneyland.
You know, Disneyland only just officially opened 7 years ago, in 1955.
Don't get distracted.
Whoa, sorry. Now it feels like we're inside a movie.
Yeah, it's like a history documentary. There's the Great Pyramid.
And the Acropolis.
And World War II.
Don't take sides, take time. Face challenges head on. The future is here. Rise to the occasion. P.S. To reach your destination, you'll need a one-track mind.
Well, that was a lot.
The city of the future.
What?
We're entering the city of the future.
It just looks like giant building blocks to me.
Seems they imagined 21st century neighborhoods to be filled with cube-shaped houses. Which is sort of funny because all the cars, helicopters, and airplanes on display are long and sleek with rounded edges and fins.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of crazy geometry going on.
Wait, that's it! Geometry! Don't take sides!
Do you think she wants us to count the sides of the cubes as we pass between them? Don't take sides, take time?
Face challenges head on? Is there such thing as the head of a cube?
Not that I know of, but the side of the cube could also be called its face.
Okay, well, cubes are square, and since there are 13 of them here in this future neighborhood, 13 times 4 is... That's your cue to use your big math brain to solve the problem.
Not so fast, buddy. Cubes aren't exactly square. They're, well, cubic. We have to count the top, bottom, and side faces, too. There's 4 faces plus the top and bottom.
Ah, so 6 faces per cube. Got it. 13 times 6 is... His...
Come on, Max, you can figure this out. Remember the 10 trick?
Right. So 13 is actually 10 plus 3... 10 times 6 is 60. 3 times 6 is 18. 60 plus 18 equals 78.
All right, good work. Okay, so 78 sides. What about the rest of it? The future is here. Rise to the occasion. P.S. To reach your destination, you'll need a one-track mind.
Monorail!
Excuse me?
It's the schedule for the monorail, a new elevated train that runs on a single track. It's being debuted here at the World's Fair.
Monorail... one track mind. Oh, we have to go for a ride. When's the next departure?
The next one is at 1:15. What time's it now?
12:57.
We won't make it! It's all the way on the other side of the expo. But hang on. 12:57, you said? There's another train at 2:15.
Which is exactly 78 minutes from now. Don't take sides, take time.
But how could Aunt Em possibly know we'd be looking at the timetable right at 12:57?
Oh, she's that good.
Ah! Where'd you come from?
Oh, I walked over from the food circus. I figured 21 minutes was enough time to score a corn dog.
Oh, man, I could go for a corn dog. Where are they?
Go past the World of Commerce and Industry, World of Art, World of Entertainment, Show Street, and Amusement Park. Walk down the boulevards of the world till you find the food circus and go to the...
Max, we don't have time for all that.
Top of the Space Needle, a 600-foot-tall observation tower with glass-enclosed revolving restaurant at the top.
You're right. We don't have time.
But wait. Rise to the occasion. Max, we have to get to the top of the Space Needle.
Looks like a flying saucer balanced on three giant toothpicks. Is it safe?
Sure. It's the building of the future. 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 Here's some elevator tickets. P.S. I scream, you scream, we all scream. Okay, bye.
We all scream? What's that about?
Another clue? Everyone they meet is clue crazy. Come on, let's get to the Space Needle and rise to the occasion. I'm not sure I like glass elevators. Watching everyone get smaller reminds me of how high up I am.
We're only going to the first floor.
It's the only floor!
Wow. What a view! What are we looking for exactly?
I'm not sure. But the restaurant revolves. Let's just sit here and see what we see as we go around.
Does this seem slow to you?
So slow.
That sign says the Space Needle makes one full clockwise rotation every 47 minutes. So nobody gets sick while they're eating.
No puke is good.
True. But we're gonna need to speed this up if we're gonna catch our 2:15 train. If we walk counterclockwise in the opposite direction of the rotation, we can see everything much quicker.
Good idea! I scream, you scream, we all scream. I scream, you scream, we all scream. Ice cream!
I like ice cream too, but...
Aha! That's where we're going! Carnation ice cream, the official ice cream of the Century 21 Exposition. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. The Carnation ice cream booth is at the end of the monorail track.
Whoa, when did you become Sherlock Holmes?
Does that make you Watson?
Come on, Max.
Made it! Never in doubt.
We only made it because I found a shortcut.
Good job, Watson.
Don't you dare.
Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?
Nope, it's all yours.
Thanks. How are you enjoying the World's Fair? I'm not used to seeing fishermen away from the locks.
We're not fishermen.
Ah, there it is! Carnation ice cream! The number one ice cream of the future!
Have you noticed the number one has come up a few times today? First floor, number one ice cream, monorail?
Maybe. Make a note. I don't know what we're supposed to do there, but I sure could go for a scoop of the number one ice cream of the future. In the past.
Max, look around.
What?
Notice anything strange?
You're not trying to beat me to the ice cream stand, right?
Well, that's just it. Nobody's getting ice cream.
Maybe they already had some.
Do you see anyone eating ice cream?
No, but...
That doesn't seem weird. Not one person's eating ice cream on a warm day at a busy fair.
Whatever. One rocky road, please.
Look, everyone's frowning.
Not everyone.
Something's off.
Molly, I think you're... Hey! Watch where you're going! You just made me drop my ice cream!
Max, he's hissing.
Sorry about your shoe, pal. But you bumped into me.
I don't think it's a shoe, Max. I think they're...
Trolls! Run!
Quick, hide in the fish market.
Did you see how those trolls freaked out over ice cream?
Yes. We've got to get home.
Do you think the trolls know we're problem solvers?
Hey, you two fishermen, get back to work, huh?
We're not fishermen. I don't think the trolls know who we are, Max. I think they just hate ice cream.
Who hates ice cream?
Come on. Let's get back to the future. Oops, I think I got us back too late for class.
Molly, Max, see you both in detention.
Great.
Forget the tension. We have bigger fish to fry.
Excuse me?
Hey, why so crabby?
Max, I swear if you make one more fish-related joke...
Hey! I'm just keeping it real. R-E-E-L.
Max! This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Mike Praviti, Connor Quinn, Diana Helen Kennedy, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.